Good morning, afternoon, and evening, Supercoach Elites. Welcome back to another Supercoach Elites podcast, proudly sponsored by the Patreons at patreon.com/SC Elites, and our mates over at Elites Breaks, up on Facebook and Instagram. My name's Corey. As always, alongside me is the Bombs Express.
Choo-choo! That's right, Corey, the Bombs Express is back. Now, Corey.
Yeah.
What noise does a forwarding truck make?
A forwarding?
Because we're doing forwards, you get it?
Oh, yes, well just done.
A very clever
not,
man.
Not dudum.
Yeah, it's the opposite of dudum, it's diding.
Yeah, good. Oh, mate.
Where can listeners follow us on social media, mate?
Twitter, Patreon, at SC Elites, Facebook, iTunes, SoundCloud, at Supercoach Elites. I'm really glad. How good. I'm glad these have gone pretty quick because it's, what fucking night is it? Wednesday night. We're just smashing out potties.
Yeah, people just want to know.
Yeah.
People just want to know, Corey, who do we have in the top of their positions? And this will determine, it'll honestly determine what people do with their teams.
I reckon this will be the biggest difference out of all of them so far for us.
Ooh, maybe varying on numbers, but I think the players will be very, very similar just because there's not much to choose from.
I've gone very different, I think.
Well, this will be interesting, Corey. Yeah. 385, hold on, 385-287, that's the league code. Patreon member, between now and the end of the year, you win $1,000 for taking out that league. It's free to enter. If you want the $1,000 cash prize, you need to be a member between now and the end of the year. If you are not, you win it, you will still receive a merch pack from us. So, free to enter, get yourselves in there, 385-287.
The top 10.
Forward scoring.
Top 10 will probably, top 10, top 3 will get a merch pack as well.
Top 3 will get a merch pack.
Ruth. 10, Dylan Moore, 90.
10?
Yeah.
And that 5.
Ooh, 5-y.
Wait, hold on. 2, 4, 6. No, 5, no. 10, Alex Sexton.
Whee!
Sorry.
Averaging?
93.9.
Jesus, that'd be good. Well, that'd be real good.
What's your 10th person averaging?
90.
Yeah, so I reckon I've got Sexton eclipsing that.
That's what I'm saying. That'd be good. I don't even have Sexton's honourable mention for me.
Yeah, 93.9, man. I'm feeling confident. He can rack up 28 a game.
That's keeper's territory.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a long hold for sure. For sure.
9?
Isaac Rankin.
Oh, I had him at 8.
94.2.
93.8. My 9 was Tobias Green. 92.1.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you have him?
I did.
Later, okay.
No secrets of reality, Corey. Nat 5, as I so rudely, Corey, spoiled at the start of the show here, 95.6.
I have 5-y higher. So my 8 was Rankin, 7.
Yep. Shy Bolton, Corey, who who could genuinely be the All-Australian forward flanker. Actually, no, I think he will be the All-Australian forward flanker this year. Superstar player, bro.
Got an honourable mention for me.
He will average 25 and 1.3.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he was top 6 at any stage.
Yeah.
And we have him as well. I had
98.4, sorry.
Sorry, mate. I had Dusty at 94.1 at 7.
Honourable mention to Dusty, but yeah, sort of got him like 91-ish.
Yeah, the injury is the big worry, I think, now, with, like, missing round one and probably going to come back and potentially play forward time and shit like that. Or opening round, I should say. He'll play round one.
So you don't even know he was injured, Corey?
Yeah, he'll drop. I mean, he'll drop fucking 130 against Carlton. He always does, but you're 6?
For fuck's sake, honestly. Sorry, mate, this is hard to keep track of you. 2, 4, 6. Toby Green makes it, Corey.
Oh, yep. I had Isaac Heaney.
99.1.
97.3 for me. You're 5?
Sorry, I'm just trying to go up here. Flanders.
Oh, okay. Yep.
And I 101.2.
That's still more than I had him averaging, but he's he's a lot higher than me. I think you might have overcapitalised in the forward line again.
I think we've established here, Corey, you don't like really awarding points to players.
And you're big this year. Sorry, was that 5?
5 was 2, 4, 5. Yeah,
Flanders. Yeah, I had 5 there.
Jack McRae, number 4.
Yeah, Jack McRae, number 4 for me as well.
101.3. I just gave him
99.4.
the 0.1 edge I gave him over Flanders, Corey. I found those two actually very, very hard to split.
Yep.
Just because he's been disrespected. I mean, if it wasn't for the hamstrings, I think he'd be less disrespected than what he's probably been this preseason.
Yeah. I agree.
No, I'm glad we're on the same page.
Yeah. Your three?
Now, I've done a with Sean Darcy and without Sean Darcy sort of thing here, Corey.
You asked me to do the same.
And then what I've done is I've split said...
difference.
Yeah, so if I've got without Sean Darcy in the team, 110, with Sean Darcy, 98, so I've put him overall 104 average, which sits him at number three.
Yeah, so I've got 112 with, out, and 104, and sorry, and 94 with. So he sits a little bit higher for me than you.
89, that's 103 average, yeah.
Yeah, so I have him at number two.
You've got a lower bottom and a higher ceiling. Than what I've got.
No, other way around. Didn't you have his higher... What was your highest?
110.
Oh, okay.
So you got 112.
Yeah.
And then 94, which is lower than my 98. Yeah.
But I think what do we have? If you go to the forwards now, one of them averaged over 100 last year.
Yeah, I've got five of them doing it this year. Corey.
So I had Flanders at three. So you had Jackson at three. Do we want to talk about his numbers with and without? Because we went and... done it exactly before.
Well, you can tell the people if you've got the numbers handy.
Yeah, so it was 118.1 without Luke Jackson, without Big Shrek last year.
Mm-hmm.
86-ish with him in the team. So we went through and we went through all the numbers and figured it out. And obviously, Bonce wanted to play devil's advocate and remove the 174 he dropped on Brisbane. And that only dropped it down to 110.
Which is what I've got him averaging without... Sean Darcy. Yeah. So I think without Sean Darcy, I think it's clear. And I mean, like, if this news comes out that he's long gone, like this is half a year, 14 weeks, then I think he's a must start.
Yeah.
Because he's a clear cut number one.
Having a look at the numbers, I think, especially without and especially early, he's going to be a big, big player in the side. And I think he's very serviceable, even probably with him. I didn't actually realise that. He averaged, 87 with Darcy as well. I thought that was a lot lower. So, I just think there's going to be more ruck time. I'm big. And again, next week's going to, be the sample of it all. But if I've got him sitting at two here, I can't see how I don't run it. But again, a lot of it is purely on that factor, the without Darcy factor.
If they give us all the information as well on time.
Well, that's true. Yeah, very, very interesting. Who was your two?
The biggest curveball since I put Nick Marden in my top of the line defense.
Yeah.
Who do you reckon it is?
I don't know. You just make shit up now, so it doesn't matter.
Who's getting
forward status?
No.
Huh.
Already a forward.
Okay.
And in fact, not enough people are starting him. And I've got him at 105.4, which is virtually a career. It might even be a career high, actually. Yeah, can I have a quick look at this? You mind if I, before I slow reveal this one, Corey, because it's not like this podcast's taking too long. I'm probably going to need a little more time here, Corey. Okay. Maybe you tell the people you're number two, and I'll just come prepared next
time. My number two is Jackson, so my number three was Flanders at 100.1.
Jackson G. Okay. Well, that chewed up a lot of time. Thanks for that, Corey.
Probably I'll just have a sip of mandarin juice while we wait.
Never averaged 100 before. So at 105, this is an 8-point career average year from him, Corey.
Bonkers.
And you're going to be like, interesting. Because I've seen a presser, Corey.
Oh, fuck, mate. Yep.
From this man speaking and him speaking that he's actually gone midfield now.
Yep.
Isaac Heaney.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Never averaged 100.
No, I know that.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, I knew that. I didn't even realize. I thought you had Heaney already.
No. You said Heaney earlier.
Yeah.
And I just stayed silent. Because he's my number two at 105.
Hey, I've been crapping on about this all pre-season, about his role. Everyone just keeps shitting on me.
Yeah, I think probably because we thought maybe it's pre-season. But I was actually ears to the floor today. I'm starting to really troll through some presses, Corey, because that's when you know I'm at my best, right? He's literally saying he has been doing nothing but midfield work the entire preseason, and that he will be, his whole career he's been predominant forward, and that this year he's going to be a predominant mid. And if he says that, I'm inclined to believe it. I don't think there's too much fucking around when it comes to Isaac Heaney.
Yeah, real to go-y like.
And how many times has it happened when players just fucking, oh, you know, this will be his breakout, this will be his breakout. Just nothing's happening. Just sort of surfacing here, and it's just going to go bang. And then I think we're going to look at this. He'll be averaging 110 in the first 8 weeks, and people are going to go, how the fuck we miss that?
Miss that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
I don't hate that. I had Zach Fisher, which you don't have.
At number two?
At number one.
Oh, my number one is Zach Fisher.
Bro. Oh, sorry. Was that your number two? Sorry.
Heaney was my number two, bro. Yeah, I got Zach Fisher at 107.9.
Jesus,
bro.
I got him at 103.2.
You've got the highest averaging forward at 103.2.
Go have a look what the average Harrison forward was last year.
Oh, man.
Hang on.
It'd be more than
Let's have a look. No, currently out of the current crop that are in here, the highest averaging forward was 99.9.
Yeah, well, this is a new year, Corey.
That's it. It's the year of inflated points bombs.
Now, honourable mentions, Corey.
Yep.
Now, these are players who could break out. Harry McKay.
Oh, God, yep.
What's your problem?
I'm just sick of this Harry McKay bullshit.
Why?
It's Carlton bias.
10 marks, 10 hitouts, 10 goals a game. Minimum.
Yep, keep going.
And just Jesse Hogan, Corey. That's the only other one I really like. What's funny? Nick Larky? No. But in all honesty, there's one Smokey that no one's spoken about.
Who?
Lipinski. You might appreciate this. Yeah.
Yeah, he's in my honourable mention.
Yeah. Oh, I'm putting him down at 93s here.
Yeah, I had James Jordan as my honourable mention as well.
Yeah, James Jordan, could be in around 92. Yeah. But the Lipinski, very impressive preseason.
Yeah, I like it. And we spoke about this the other day after the game. He's injury-free for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, just 69.7. He could have, what's that make it, 24-point uptick or something like that.
Yeah.
Would not surprise me in the slightest.
Could be good. Caleb Daniel probably shot, you reckon?
Didn't he play? He only played the second half of their practice match. He may not even line up in their team, which...
Crazy.
It's just like Bevo's like, oh, who am I going to bully this week? It's just like, that's what he thinks.
Do you reckon he's just like really internally trolling? Like he's just a fucking troll, cunt.
Yeah, just a fucking troll. My Coleman medalist this year, Corey.
Nicholas Larky.
Could go 92.
Yeah.
Slight honourable mention to him.
Yeah, it looks really good.
And... Now, you know me, Corey. I love to extend these podcasts. I just love them, really, the voice, my own voice, because when I re-listened to them, I thought, fuck, Bombs, you know what, Bombs, you're so fucking smart. Tom Powell.
Yeah, fucking...
He's pre-season. He has had so much CBA, that cunt. And
he's a good draft pickup, Tommy Powell.
Yeah. Like, look, when I say honourable mentions, this is more just like, you know, we could see... Plus 25 points on last year's average, Tom Bowell.
Yeah.
But, yeah, probably not going to be enough to get on the top of the line. I'm surprised you didn't mention your boy Machito.
Well, he's in my honourable mentions. I think it's next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a year too early.
Hmm. Fair.
Yeah. Anything else, Dad?
Nope.
All right. And let us, on behalf of Bombs, myself, and the patrons at patreon.com, Fortress SC Elites, peace out, and thank you for listening.